Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have California Nevada Credit Union League's President and CEO Diana Dykstra talking about a new digital financial wellness program that she hopes sweeps the country, so check it out. On the show today is one of our favorite recurring guests, Ms. Diana Dykstra from California Nevada Credit Union League. How are you, Diana?
Just fabulous, and thanks for that wonderful introduction.
You're welcome. Well, it's well deserved, I think. You guys up there and at the league are doing a fine job, and you got a lot on your plate, as we were talking about before the recording. But first of all, let's talk about your digital financial wellness program and the partner EverFi. Is it EverFi or EverFi?
EverFi. Uh-huh.
So what is it and how does it work? What's going on here?
Well, let me start from the beginning, and I know you had a list of questions that I'm going to throw you off as an interviewer.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, we were having one of our credit union roundtables, and one of the CEOs said, you know, we do a lot of things really well in the credit union space, but we're never gaining any traction and getting attention for what we do.
Right.
And his point was, the thing that all credit unions do is we own financial literacy. We do financial literacy like nobody's business, whether it's in schools, it's in workplace, it's online, but we can't aggregate that story.
Okay.
So 2 years ago, I set out on a mission. It's like, well, how do we tell that story? And the first part of it was, how do we aggregate what we do? And we've got 6,000 credit unions that probably do 6,000 different things, mm-hmm. and can we measure impact? So went on a journey of impact, and then also thought, our tools are all over the place. We've got, some have great tools, some have no tools, mm-hmm. some have really bad tools.
Right.
And Filene came out with a study about a year ago that said that credit unions would be better off if we had a white label solution, that we all had the same tool.
Mm-hmm.
So off I went on a journey trying to find a tool, and I found EverFi. And I don't know, do you want to ask, EverFi?
Yeah.
As I looked at different tools all around the space, these are educators that their sole purpose in life is increasing the financial capability of people throughout the United States. They started in schools. They've moved into the adult education. They're brilliant. They keep up to date. There's some wonderful back-end analytics,
mm-hmm.
so we formed a partnership.
Nice.
And that's what you've read about.
Yeah, yeah. I was excited to see it. That's why I'm like, hey, let's call them up and find out more about this.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about it. So EverFi, like you said, is a company that just focuses on education.
Mm-hmm.
In this partnership, the California Nevada Leagues basically bought bulk for our credit unions so that they can get better pricing. And every credit union will be able to put this on their website if they want to, customize to them.
Cool.
With all the analytics, so you know when a member is looking at going through a home loan module,
mm-hmm.
you can give them a discount when they finish the session on their closing costs, or give them a better rate on an auto loan, or reward them when they've hit their savings goals. So it really takes education into this next level, real-time, ready time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do all of the education we want on how to buy a home, and we get a lot of traction there, but it may be 2 years before someone's ready and they don't remember.
Right.
So this tool really helps in this real-time, just-in-time education.
Gosh, I mean, talk about stepping up, because this is something that obviously my generation, all the generations before, I mean, before like millennials, didn't have anything like this. It was kind of like trial by fire.
Well, isn't that true? It was mostly fire and failure, right?
Exactly. So this is really something very, very cool that at least California Nevada Credit Union Leagues are credit unions are doing. I'm sure hopefully this will sweep across the country to do something like this.
Yeah, and that's really the hope. I should have started out with, I talked about measuring financial capability,
mm-hmm.
and that's a bigger thing. How do we know that credit union members have better financial capability because we're in the marketplace? So we want to measure that. We've been working side by side with Gigi Hyland at the foundation in developing these measurements. So soon we'll be announcing to the credit union space nationally is, here's two things we want you to start to try to track. Mm-hmm. And one is savings, because we all know that most Americans don't have enough savings to withstand any kind of emergency. Are we increasing savings?
Yeah.
And are we increasing their credit worthiness? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with two. There's probably 30 things we'd love to measure, but we have to start slow.
Of course, baby steps.
Yeah, and the whole vision is that once California and Nevada can keep going, that we can spread this across mm-hmm. all of the states, because it could be so powerful for credit.
So are California and Nevada credit unions kind of the incubator, kind of the beta test pilot for this type of thing? And then once it, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't work, but I mean, just once it gets going, it's like, hey, look what we're doing. Everybody else can try this as well.
Yeah, and I think it has to start somewhere.
Sure.
And so it was, why not California and Nevada? Because our CEOs were saying we need to do it. So we do think we can incubate it quickly, mm-hmm. and more can follow. Because we really do own this space, but we can't tell that story.
Yeah.
You know, and how powerful would it look when we have these modules sitting in every credit union website that we can talk about how many millions of views get happen mm-hmm. on a monthly basis, and how the financial capability has improved, so that credit unions prove that truly we're here for the best interest of our member owners.
Well, and I'm also looking at it from the member's perspective as well. It's like you're empowering the member to do something like this on their own time, or when it's convenient for them, not going to a physical location at a certain time where it could be difficult, challenging, you know, with people's schedules up in the air. This is like, boy, you could do this on your own time.
Yeah, and what's really cool, there's 22 different topics mm-hmm. that they keep expanding, mm-hmm. but the modules themselves are 2 to 5 minutes long.
Oh my God.
Right? And in this time pressed, I want it quick, feed it to me in an interesting way. Yeah. EverFi met those goals, because there were a lot of other nice products out there. I just recognized in my busy time, and then I look at millennials, mm-hmm. if I can't get you in 2 minutes, then we're done. And
exactly.
That's why I can't say hello in 20, so most people don't listen to me anymore.
That's the best kind of hello, I think. 20 minutes, that's pretty darn good. I forgot where I was going with that. So when is this going to be? Has it launched already? Or where are we in the whole process here?
So we have launched it. EverFi is now working with our credit unions to start implementing. We've got 5 that should be implemented really soon.
Okay.
We have 20 in the pipeline, and I would love to have 75 by the year end.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's scheduling, and it's scheduling with the education people and the technology people. So we really hope that we're going to grow and grow quickly.
Yeah. But the upside is massive. I mean, when you put in that work up front, my gosh, once it gets going.
And what I love about it is that every credit union can customize it the way they want it. Yeah. They can put it on their website where they want it. They don't have to choose all 22 mm-hmm. modules if mm-hmm. they don't want. And then they can customize what they give back. And more importantly, again, getting to know what members did what and how do we engage that activity with that member. Because sometimes we just don't know you're in the market for a home or a house, or you're worried about college savings or retirement savings. And we have all of those solutions. We just don't know who you are.
Now, are these modules, are they available 365, or are they like launched or just available like for like mortgage lending, you know, the home buying seasons in the summertime, so they would be available in the spring, something like that? Or is it just all the time they're available?
They're all available, but the credit unions each can customize what gets highlighted where.
Okay.
So let's say that home buying, that there's going to be a big push from June to September. Mm-hmm. They can move where that is highlighted in a different way and really focus on home buying.
Mm-hmm.
And another credit union may think, well, I don't want home buying. I want to focus on savings. So it's mm-hmm. customizable to each individual credit.
Yeah. And it seems like a good business move too, because it could spur interest in a mortgage loan, an auto loan, investments, that type of thing. So very nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Yeah. And we're hoping where California and Nevada goes, so will the rest of the country. You know, we are out west and they think we're all crazy, but eventually are these good ideas make it, John?
Well, every once in a while we come up with a good idea. Every once in a while. So, I mean, having said that, you know, hoping it goes nationwide, I mean, what advice do you have for credit unions implementing something like this? Is there, or just kind of like, hey, this is really neat instrument, let's try it, let's use it?
You know, I really do think we need to take heart again, and I referenced the Filene study, which I had nothing to do with, so it played right into what we were trying to do, is credit unions need to own this space. We know we're already in it. We have got to figure out how to aggregate and work together, and that's why the EverFi partnership was so incredibly important, is they can deliver that so that each can operate individually, but we can aggregate greater on the back end, and just think about the news stories we can generate out in the consumer news reporting cycle, and not just with talking to ourselves. So I think it's easy. I think it's great. It's affordable. And the more we collaborate and work together, the more affordable it can become for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking in the back of my mind as you were talking. The headlines this could generate would be just
huge.
Phenomenal. Yeah,
yeah,
great time.
Yeah.
All right, so where can folks find out more about it? Where can they get more information and dive in?
Well, in California and Nevada, they can call me at the moment because I haven't assigned it out to anybody, but that too shall stop it in a moment. EverFi, you can look up their website, everfi.com, to take a look at their tools. And like I said, just give me a call, give me a ring, send me an email. Okay. I think I'm overexposed. Everybody knows where I am. Just love to share that because I do. I started, my big claim to fame when I started in credit unions is I won a speech contest a year and a half after I started at the Golden One Credit Union. And I was a young credit union professional. And they said, well, what are you going to do with it? And I knew from my personal experience, I was in horrible, horrible financial straits. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing financial education in high schools. And I did it on flip charts because we didn't have computers.
I know.
And I did 400 sessions in the high schools in and around Sacramento.
Wow.
So it has always been my passion that the way we can lift people is to give them the tools and the information to do it themselves.
Yeah.
So this is just really cool for me that I get to do it on such a bigger scale and bring the credit unions and the partners together to really, really make this a standout for members of credit unions and consumers that know then who to trust when they want to do something or need something.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. I mean, this is such a great, I can't wait to share this with everybody. We'll get this out there this week. One last thing I want to talk to you about, and I'm sure you'll be talking about this at your conference, through your Reach conference. Can you give us a quick status on what's, because that's at the end of the month, right? Or end of October.
Don't remind me. Yeah, it's coming quick. You know, we always look for speakers that really stretch our mind, and it doesn't have a lot to do with credit unions, but at the end of the day, it does.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding the conference in Las Vegas, and Cirque du Soleil is there.
Wow.
So a lot of it is about creativity and how do you create and how do you change.
Mm-hmm.
Some things on and coming technologies. We're taking a look at peer-to-peer space, peer-to-peer lending space, and blockchain or distributed ledger.
Mm-hmm.
And so really having these bigger discussions. We're excited. We think it's going to be even better than last year. Of course, we always say that.
Well, it is.
It is. It's always better. We've got one of our speakers is the very first female fighter pilot in the U.S. And so excited to hear about what she has to say about challenges and risk and
perfect.
A great lineup. So perfect. I hope everybody would come.
I'm sure they will. Great location, great content. Why not?
Yeah.
All right, Diana, thank you so much for this great news. I think this is such, this is why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I think it's such a big step in the right direction as far as literacy goes. Because, I mean, like you said, credit unions own financial literacy, and this is another feather in their hat.
Yeah, we just need to prove it, and we need to prove it in a big way with a big voice.
Indeed. Well, let's get going. All right.
Thank you, Mike.
There we go. All right, Diana, thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.